Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Pacheco. Wow.
Pacheco went.
Wowee.
Remember 11th overall pick?
So. Yeah, he's moving up the board. And I think it's because Andy Reid talked and Matt Nagy talked about how he is a real three down back. And the backups now, it's like Clyde Edwards-Helaire is facing mental health issues, I guess, right now. So Generic Prince is right behind him. So yeah, it's strange, but I love your start here.
I didn't expect. So Gibbs and Garrett Wilson were both there, and I've got them both high. I just didn't really want to do the two wideout start here, and Gibbs falling to me. I actually was ready to take Kyren, but I forgot that Gibbs was still there. So I snapped up Jahmyr Gibbs. Jay Hay got Garrett Wilson, and then Chad got Kyren Williams. So what did Chad start with? Chad started with Jamar Chase and Kyren. That's pretty good. There goes Puka. So now I think we've kind of evened out. There's no insanity yet. Oh, except I just realized Brown and Gibbs both have a week 5 bye week. So that's
whatever.
Yeah, I mean, first two picks don't really matter. Devon Achane at 19.
And that's another double running back stack right there for Kyle, Bijan and Achane.
Mm. Oh, yeah, you're right. Mike Evans goes to Matthew.
Matt doubled up on the wideouts. The only other double wideout team is Jefferson and Wilson. So
there goes Etienne.
By the way, the green and the red makes this draft board look very Christmassy on Yahoo here.
The green and the red.
Yeah, if you click on draft board, if you go to draft results, click on draft board, it looks Christmassy.
Oh, it does. Ah, Merry Christmas.
And then Travis Kelce ruins it all with this purple color.
Yeah. All right. So Travis Kelce goes 22, followed by Chris Olave. And then Debo is the wheel pick there. And Cooper Kupp. Wow. Okay. So Zach went a double stack of Debo and Cooper Kupp. I'm only wowing because I just want to point out Devontae Adams was still on the board, as was Drake London and Nico Collins. And there goes Brandon Ayuk at 26. Holy crap.
This is all right. Moving strangely.
It's not moving. Yeah. Well, it's not going how I thought it might have gone with some of the picks. There goes Devontae Adams. That's a great value.
Finally.
Dude, I hope Sam LaPorta drops to me and I'll have all week 5 bye weeks. I'll just take a break that week.
I keep forgetting you're exactly next to me and I queued up Sam LaPorta as his name came out.
Kai, LOL. Like, nah, come on. Drake London. There goes Nico Collins. Ooh, we're getting a little wide receiver run go right here.
Relax, everybody. Calm down.
You're on.
No need to panic. Just everybody keep your composure.
You're on Third Street.
Take it easy. You're on Third Street.
All right, Kyle, I got 4 picks away. Yeah, this is actually very problematic with you and I next to each other because I legit have to think about you. Like,
yeah,
my 4th pick has some consideration to what you might do. So, There goes Michael Pittman at 31. Whoa. I mean, Laporta's going to go here, especially to Chad, but I can't believe that he hasn't gone yet. There is zero chance Laporta is here at 34 to me. But
he's trying to will it into Jacob. Existence.
There's no chance Jay Hay passes after Josh Jacobs went 32. He's Homer, not going to pass. He wouldn't Homer, pass on Chad. No one. Sam Laporta is a top player in the queue. There's no chance you pass on it.
It just shouldn't happen.
It won't happen. Saying. No, it won't happen. It can't happen because they want me to be disappointed.
Oh!
Let's fucking go.
Oh, that's $10 right
that
there.
That is. You know what? Worth it. Worth it for Sam Laporta. Worth it for Sam Laporta. My all week five buys. Sam Laporta at 34. Let's play this out.
First of all, I don't like any of you anymore. You're all my enemies.
James Cook. LOL.
LOL?
LOL.
James Cook's still pretty good, dude.
Said that pretty loud. I think my kids might have heard. Bad parent.
Bad. How dare you?
What are you doing coming back here?
Can they handle that? Who the hell knows? I don't know.
Well, what are you doing?
I'm going to take Malik.
Neighbors?
Yeah.
Okay. All the quarterbacks are there, too. No, no, they're not. There goes Jalen Hurts.
You know what? I'm not going to take Malik.
Devonta Smith goes 37 in a row.
He's got the same exact bye week as Marvin. And that'd be my top two wide receivers.
He'd be like my team.
Yep. You know what? I'm going to take Josh Allen. Going to go with the QB here. So Cook, Barkley, Marvin, and Josh Allen.
I actually want Malik. That's I was trying to do the get you off him, but also
well, Waddle it was the bye week thing for me. But yeah, Waddle's there, Cooper's there, Metcalf. There's still good options.
Rashad White. Oh man. Oh man.
Oh,
I'm gonna take Malik. Now we're gonna do Malik. That's what I wanted. Took him over Metcalf. Waddle. That actually probably tells me something I need to pay attention to.
I already hate this team. I hate Yahoo. I don't like it.
Is that well? You didn't do your flex on Yahoo. You did on Sleeper, right?
Yeah. Yes. That wasn't Sleeper's issue. That was
you took a quarterback. Issue. You took a quarterback.
The tight ends were dried up.
Yeah, there goes Mixon and Metcalf. Just you usually don't take quarterbacks that early.
No, I don't. But I'm looking at the wide receivers, right? And I just see them as kind of clumpy, right? Waddle stands out. Neighbor stands out. But Neighbors is the one I really wanted. He had the same bye week. So just give me that positional advantage and give me the number one quarterback on my board. Mm-hmm. So over, you know, this stack of wide receivers, like a bunch of them are going to go, but I still like a lot of the guys in this group. So
the last picks after me, Joe Mixon, DK Metcalf, Rashad White, Jalen Waddle just went. So that was after my Neighbors pick. So we're at pick 44. A lot of quarterbacks on the board. The way the, and remember, there's the whole like X rank, yeah, rank nonsense. There goes Richardson. Quarterbacks kind of rue the day at the top of this rank here. So don't be surprised if we have a lot of quarterbacks start going. I mean, I am going to be tempted at Lamar or Mahomes if they make it back, which they won't. And then there goes Mahomes. I probably need to pay attention to running back here, but there goes Alvin Kamara. We'll see what the value looks like. Mark Cooper's still on the board. Stephon Diggs is still on the board.
Yeah, there's
be good wide receiver threes for me.
Yeah, there's I only have the one wide receiver, but now I have Josh Allen, Barkley, Cook.
There goes Lamar. How bad do you want Trey McBride to fall to you?
I mean, that's a pipe dream, dude. No way. He's at the Mark very Andrews? Tippy top of those are the first two picks at the top of my board.
Yeah, Mark Andrews would make. I mean, and I'm not going to take him because I have Laporta.
Right.
Unless I was that guy that's like, I'm going to put him at flex.
Well, your name isn't Chad E. So.
I forgot about Chad and all the tight ends.
How could there goes you?
Mark Andrews. Ooh. Lamar, T. Higgins.
I'm still not over it. I'm still a whiny baby about it. So mad. Dude, listening, like editing that show, going back and listening to the things, first of all, that you said about Braun that I had to delete.
Yeah, I was mad.
Just crazy. What? There we go. We don't hope for things. Yeah, don't hope
nothing
for
good. Things. Nothing good happens.
It never happens. Nothing good ever happens. So.
there goes Diggs.
I mean, finally. That was like a, I have to take Diggs if he falls, but
yeah, did not. I would love Amari Cooper, but there's no chance that Cooper falls to me. So
no,
here there we, he
no,
goes.
Oh, no chance. To, you're right. 0% chance.
You know who I wouldn't mind? There goes James Conner. I'm actually looking at Aaron Jones, and I know you're not like, but that offense now, like,
yes, kinda, he has to come up. Yeah. I had him in my queue for sure. So
that's probably my pick. I know I don't have to worry about Stroud if I wanted to go Stroud with you. But I also want a third wide out. Oh, there goes Stroud. So I guess it doesn't matter. Chad, tight end time. He's up. How? I mean, Chad had the chance to do the funniest thing on the planet, which would have been to take two tight ends in this draft again. I'm glad you don't, because we do want to take this serious.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
And more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
No one asked you anything ever, so whomever's name is
In This League.
Why don't you take a letter opener and stick it in your skull?
Hey. All right, Jay Hay. Get out of here.
Get out of here. Wrong kid, Dad.
You going to take Pickens? Is there?
I actually am. And I'm, I don't even like Pickens, but I need a wideout.
I'm going to take Aaron Jones. So you can have Pickens. And then what are you doing coming back? You still have Kincaid out there. You always don't do the tight end thing. Are you just committed to Bowers here?
I'm going to take Bowers right here.
Are you really?
Yeah.
I mean, you know what? You do you, man. It's what you were supposed to do. Kyler is still here.
I'm not going to do it. I'm going to take a wide receiver, and we're going to see if he falls or if something terribly unforeseen happens. Okay. We're at pick 62. So my next pick after this is 83. That's still high for Bowers, is it not?
Yeah, I'd say so.
All right. So I'm going to take, I'm debating here.
I went Najee. By the way, Rashee Rice and Najee just went while you were thinking here.
I'm going to take Zay.
Oh, that's a good pick. Zay Flowers. What I'm going to do. Let me take a look at this and see if I want to commit to this. Yeah, I think I do. Yep, I do. I am going to get my third running back and get Ramondre at my flex spot.
Ramondre is a great pick here.
Yeah, I love it. I got Jahmyr Gibbs, Aaron Jones, Ramondre to go with AJ Brown, Malik Nabers, and Sam Laporte. It's the favorite team I've ever put together. There goes Kincaid right after. This is my favorite team.
Yeah, I mean, that's great.
Is this not the best team?
I don't like that your favorite team is picking next to me. It makes me upset.
That's fair.
But yeah, I'm happy that you're enjoying it. So,
well, thanks. I appreciate that you're happy that I'm happy. Yeah. That's what real friends are about.
Real friends.
Best friends. Kyle Pitts just went 67. 67. I like your headband, by the way. That Arizona headband.
Thanks.
I like that.
Yeah, I've got a lot of hair right now. So much hair.
So much fun. Nice. I got so much facial hair too, by the way. Have you seen my beard? This is like, for me, you don't see me rock anything like this.
Your beard just looks stronger and stronger.
I have to get rid of it today though.
No, yeah. Wife hates it.
Oh yeah. We hit the, like, there's like little comments, and then there's like, we'll be a little bit more serious about it, but then I'll like dig back. And then there's a moment where it's like, oh, this will be a thing.
This is going to be an issue.
Okay. Today was where it was going to be an issue. So I was like, all right, that's fine. All right. So we had Kyle Pitts, Raheem Mostert at 68, Dave Montgomery at 69. Nice. Kyler Murray at 70, Jaden Reed at 71. We're now on the wheel of the 6th to 7th round.
So what is your plan since you're ahead of me here?
Well, I mean, Christian Kirk is never going to fall. Wide receivers kind of at the top of my board. I have three running backs now. I've got a tight end. Dang, Dak just went. I mean, I do really like Jordan Love. I might pay attention to Jordan. I think what my plan has to be is I need to go wide receiver, and then I probably need to come back with a theoretical quarterback. Like, the Jordan Love thing is going to make it tough. So I'm looking at Calvin Ridley. This is, the tough thing is there's actually just not a lot of great wideouts that I'm in love with here, especially because they're going to be my number three. There goes Zamir White. God, Zamir White fell at 75.
I know. So I'm not even a big Zamir White guy, as you know, but he was, he wasn't at the top of my board, but he was close.
So I don't know. I actually don't love the value of some of the wide receivers here, but I do need to pay attention to that. I want to play the best available, but I'm pigeonholed into needing to fill out a quarterback and a wide receiver. So I don't know. Let's see. Deontay and Calvin right now are kind of at the top of my list. If they make it, it'll make my decision easier. You know what I should do? The smart man looks at the people drafting behind, and you guys both have quarterbacks. So, well, yeah, it doesn't matter because Jordan Love just went. So that doesn't matter. My point was going to be, I didn't need to take Jordan Love if he was there because you guys,
Jane Daniels is still there.
Yeah, I'm looking at him. Nick Chubb just went 79.
Nice. Chad.
Nice.
Chad.
Tight end. Oh, Bauer. Oh, this is Bauer's. I forgot. You're on the Bauer's watch.
Does he have a tight end?
No, he took
Kittle. He does.
Oh, he did. Kittle. Okay. Well, took, I mean, okay. You gotta, well, take
Brian Robinson was my other guy. So at least we know he is paying attention to us. So.
So. You said that. So. Oh, you son of a biscuit eating.
What is it? Didn't you say Calvin and Deontay?
Yeah, I was looking.
You just wanted Calvin way more.
I wanted Calvin, but Deontay's a pretty good pick here. So, right?
Yeah.
Why can't I draft him? Oh, there you go.
Five.
I couldn't click the button. Jesus.
Okay. All right. So, this is what we're going to do. We're going to take Keenan Allen, the flex.
Oh, spot. My God. You're going to screw around with it. Moise is going to. Does Moise have a tight end?
I don't know.
Why would you do that? You're done. Bowers is going here.
Bowers is going here. Okay.
Oh, but you sniped him. He just. Oh, Moise just dropped a F bomb.
Moise owes $10.
$10. You didn't know it was an uncensored draft, but that's how it goes.
Chad. Okay.
Chad also mad. $10.
JSN
and Jigva. Oh my God! If he does it, I'm going to die.
No way! Come on!
I'm gonna die.
I do have a decent backup plan, but
no,
I want Bowers pretty bad.
I mean, please, for the sake of the show, Daddy.
Don't do that,
please, Daddy.
No.
He's not gonna do it. I took wide receiver, stupid ass wide receiver. You know what? We are.
I think this was the first mock I got Bowers. I might have got him in the first mock we did.
No, you know, I don't think you ever got him.
I don't think I've gotten him. So finally,
I just slammed on Jaden Daniels.
Such a good pick.
Yeah,
this Jaden, late.
And I can take another quarterback here, just to kind of back up, cover myself. I might even. I know I shouldn't do it soon, but. Oh, man.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Tool is still there too. But I need to focus on wide receivers. I got two wide receivers now with a week 11 bye. So I'm probably looking at wide receiver. And then I don't know if something were to happen for a good quarterback to drop, but you know, Trevor Lawrence and all those guys go later. I'll swoop in for one.
A wide receiver is starting to get a little thinner.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
Got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they used to make.
In this league.
I'm the smartest guy in the world. Says who?
The IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Blah, blah. All right, the last couple picks, some running backs going. Tony Pollard, Jaylen Warren, and Javonte Williams. So a little running back run. I'm happy that I have three, though, with those runs happening.
Yeah, I still only have two, surprisingly, for me. But they are Barkley and Cook. So my wide receivers, Harrison Pickens, Zay Flowers, and Keenan Allen. I like that a lot. So I did top-tier players because I have my full roster filled out, Welsh, with no bench players so far.
Wow.
Thank you for giving me an Owen Wilson
Wow. Let's see. Chase Brown, Devin Singletary, Jonathan Brooks. Good Lord. All right, we got a major running back run going on right now.
Major running back run, and I feel terrible.
Who do you want coming up?
I have no clue.
Oh, it's not Keon Coleman because he just went 94.
Boo, Barrow, boo.
That's who it won't be. Gus Edwards at 95. Whoa. I mean, I'm kind of a J.K. Dobbins guy, so that one just jumps out to me like, whoa.
Yeah, I'm avoid that scenario guy. By the way, I love that Tyrone Tracy and Jordan Addison both carted off the field, big panicky panickers, everybody. And then no issue at all. Ankle sprain. He'll be fine.
It's funny you say that because I have Addison in my queue. So top of my queue.
I just ran past his name.
So. Yeah. Jameson Williams just went. Someone I would have considered Eckler and Zach Moss. So, yeah, very funny. I'm looking at Addison. Your boy Cortland Sutton, though, too. I might consider
Cortland Sutton is third in my queue, friend.
Who's one?
Right in there. A player on a team.
Oh, it's not Addison. Was Addison two?
No, I have the three wideouts plus a flex. So I'm okay at wideout right now. Okay, I need an RB, and none of them are good. They all suck.
Let's see. It's not Tajay Spears for you. There goes Evan Ingram. I want to guess who it would be for you. There's Ferguson.
It actually is Tajay Spears at this point.
Oh, okay. I love the Tajay Spears pick. You never talk about him. Ferguson was 101. Dobbs was 102. Evan Ingram, by the way, was pick 100. Ladd McConkey just went 103. So I'm two picks away. I think I'm going to slab a de biz with Jordan Addison pretty hard. And Spears would look pretty good on my team, though, too.
Cortland Sutton, there he goes.
Ooh, right. Okay. So, well, I mean, Addison better not go. Oh my God.
You take Tajay. I mean, I'm not obsessed with Tajay.
So you know, I totally understand. I think.
Yeah.
Let me look.
Take him. I don't care.
Oh, my God. Well, you know what? No, I don't want to do that. He's still there, too. Yeah. We're going to end. Sorry, buddy.
That's all right. I'm going to take Uncle Rico.
Oh, he was the other guy I was looking at, too.
That was the only other guy that I really wanted here. I'm going to double up and take Blake Corum.
Okay, that's nice. Yeah. Ooh, this would be a fun team if I took Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams, huh? Forward. A lot of quarterbacks are falling here.
I think you should take one more. I don't know that with Jaden Daniels that Caleb Williams is the risk I take, but it's not a terrible risk.
Well, I like Tua and Purdy are both here. I'm trying to do, there goes Njoku after Jerome Ford. I'm trying to determine, like, how long can I wait? You know, what's my waiting period? Like, if there are three quarterbacks I like right now, can I get them coming back? Can I get one of them coming back? I lean that I might be able to. I don't love the wideouts, but I need more depth at wideout. I like Curtis Samuel some.
Curtis Samuel did have a concerning snap percentage in the first preseason game.
To Josh Jones.
I like that one.
So, I told you I like him as my wide receiver 4.
Yeah, I mean, and also, you know, stash him and then pick somebody up. There's a ton of wide receivers out there. But the thing with Curtis Samuel and Khalil Shakir was they had two tall guys out on the field at all times. It's like MVS, Keon Coleman, and then one of Shakir or Curtis Samuel. So if they're adding up to 100%, more than, you know, both of them kind of playing 75. I don't know how much value we're getting.
Chad sucks. Took J.K. Dobbins. You sucky ass sucker. Those weren't curse words.
They weren't. They were close, but no cigar.
Nah. Nah, we were good.
Holy fucking sure balls.
Dallas Goedert, 114. I do love this team, though.
Don't we have... Aren't there weird...
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Stop it. Don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Oh. In this league.
You are doing secret players down here somewhere. I don't really see any.
They might have adjusted. They probably adjusted off of like the really stupid stuff that they do.
Well, they do. I think the X rating is like all on based on projections for the league settings. So whatever your league settings are, will adjust the players accordingly.
There went Curtis Samuel at 115. Wham.
Boo hoo. Yeah, now we're both queuing up players.
Yeah,
here.
That's exactly where Brian. I was hoping Brian Thomas would fall a little bit more. Nope.
So this is still looking back at it because two rounds ago, favorite team you've ever put together.
Yeah. Still. Still. I think my starting lineup is phenomenal. I wish I had a better quarterback, but if I can get a Purdy, a Tua, or a Caleb, I'll take one of them. And I think that's I would be better set probably to not have both rookies if we're being honest here. But if I can get one of those quarterbacks in one of my next two picks, I think that's really going to solidify this being like my favorite.
Chuba's a good pick there.
Trey Benson, Chuba Hubbard. I had Trey Benson on there. Hollywood Brown finally went 117 half PPR. Wide receivers have really dried up.
We're talking about queuing up players and almost all of my queued up players are gone at this point. I have three guys left in my queue.
Yeah, I'm queuing a few. There's Tyler Allgeier, Jalen Wright. You know, I'm really seeing it was 11? Like round 8 on, people really started panicking with running backs and trying to get depth. Like look at Keith Bowen. There goes Jaleel McLaughlin that just went. That like the running back depth is like freaking people out right now.
I almost took McLaughlin over Corum, but couldn't do it.
There's not a lot left.
Yeah, there really is not a lot left.
And I think people are feeling it. Which that makes me feel good about having four running backs. I have four running backs.
I do too now after my last double tap.
I have one bye week issue. It's Gibbs and Spears have the same bye week. But, you know, if I get Josh Downs back, I can put him in the flex spot. There goes Roschon Johnson. Yeah, I love the depth of this. And we're not done.
Well, we're in, this is round 11. Yeah, there is.
Oh, Charbonnet just went, damn it.
Charbonnet's a good pick.
I wanted. Someone's about to, I can see it says Andrew is typing. Someone's going to say something mean. Yep.
But it did. Barrow just said, I hate you all, and then left the draft.
He left. He literally left.
He's on his phone, so he's in and out.
Kobe Myers.
Oh, damn.
Chandler.
Damn. Ty Chandler was at the top of my board. I'm surprised that he went. That hurts.
Yep. Dontavian Wicks. That was on my queue. Don't love that. All the quarterbacks are still here. I can get one of them.
So when I got down to three players on my queue, they were Ty Chandler, Dontavian Wicks, and Jaleel McLaughlin. Those were the three guys. And they're all...
God, Khalil Shakir just went.
So what are you doing? You have this pick. Jerry Jeudy just went in front of you.
Why is Lockett falling like this?
He's old.
I know he's old, but like...
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's in my queue. He's not my next pick, but he's in my queue.
Yeah, well, I know you want like a running back. I don't need her. I'm gonna go with hold on. Oh no. Oh no, 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 no.
4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds.
I'm gonna take Lockett.
All right.
I need depth. Who's the secret super running back you want? Oh, you want a Dotson.
I want a Dotson. Dotson. We got Dotson here.
Now what?
Nobody cares. That's a good question. I have a couple running backs to pick through.
There's not many.
I know. There really isn't.
Josh Palmer just went.
Yeah, it's going to be Antonio Gibson.
Pretty good pick.
Yeah, it's fine. I don't love it, but.
Yeah, it's about the level of picks right now. Like,
right.
Fine.
It's another running back that fits with all of my bye weeks for every single running back on my roster.
Yeah.
So
it's a player.
It's between him. You know, I still like Tyrone Tracy and Bucky Irving, honestly, but I think Gibson could have a role as a wideout as well. So just be on the field a little bit more than those other guys.
You take Purdy or Tua here?
Purdy for you.
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to take Purdy. So I got Purdy and Jaden Daniels. Jesus, like dude. It. This is so good. Lockett and Downs as my bench wide receivers. Mm-hmm. Tajay Spears as a bench running back at number four. The best team of all time.
See, I'm lukewarm about this team, and I think this might be my best graded team that I get.
Oh, you think so?
Maybe not, because they do still hate Brock Bowers.
But I don't think they're going to love my high. Malik Nabers as my second wideout. That might not be beloved, but hopefully I made up for it. We'll see.
Mm-hmm. Are there any super secret players down here?
I know. I'm looking for the super sneakies. I got like one.
Jermaine Burton. It's a good pick.
Yeah. Kamani Vidal. Just Tyrone Tracy, Vidal, Kendre Miller, Jermaine Burton. There goes Caleb Williams. Dude, Caleb Williams and Purdy over. I mean, Tua is just still sitting out there. He might go undrafted.
Dude, could Dennis Allen talk more S about Kendre Miller to the media? It's kind of insane, to be honest.
What did he say?
He was like, well, you can't make the team on the trainer's table.
I love when coaches do that too. They're just like super pissed off. They're just like, yep.
And then somebody asked him again, I think the next day, and he's like, look, we're not like giving up on Kendre here, but it is hard to make the roster if you can't get on the field, you know? So he kind of like doubled down on what he said before. So I mean, Kendre Miller at this point could be a cut candidate. He will 1,000,000% be picked up. Like, he should be picked up by the Giants immediately if he's cut, but he might get cut from New Orleans, which, you know, hearty har har.
Yeah.
Dennis Allen is terrible.
Brandon Cooks, Michael Wilson, Elijah Mitchell, Rashad Bateman, Jared Goff. So people getting, you know, some quarterback values that are sitting out there. Some people are jumping on. I think I'm one of the only ones that had like a question mark of my top quarterback. So that's why I took Brock Purdy. Braylon Allen just went. So people looking for some super sneaky deep sleepers. So what's the plan for the last two picks?
I mean, there is no one fun to take.
I mean, it's no one fun, but then, I can tell you who I desperately want.
Yeah, well, tell me, because you pick in front of me.
I want Darnell Mooney.
Mooney's a good pick at this point, for sure.
I want him bad. Want to be on it.
I want to be on you.
Pat Freiermuth just went. Do you feel compelled to maybe get a, if there is a high-end backup tight end, having Bowers or no?
You know what's funny is I did queue up Luke Musgrave. I highly doubt I'll take him though, because it's just like, look what's on the board, right? I think almost everybody has a tight end. Maybe one or two people don't, but it's Schultz, Musgrave, Komet, Hockenson, Hunter Henry, Isaiah Likely, Ben Sinnott. There's a lot of really good tight ends that are just going to be floating out there. I just don't think it's necessary.
I don't know if really good is the term, but there's...
Well, okay. There's enough replacement level tight ends floating out that they're all kind of in the same group, and that I just don't feel compelled to have one on my bench. They're not going to cost a lot either. Sorry.
Freiermuth, Jordan Mason, Tank Bigsby, Ricky Pearsall, Matthew Stafford went ahead of Tua, Khalil Herbert, who was on my list, Darnell Mooney, Jalen Polk was on my queue. And I don't know what happened with Tua. I mean, and Trevor Lawrence too, I guess, but Tua seems to be really falling out of this draft.
I think that this is kind of an ITL thing. I think you'll see more backup QBs taken in your regular drafts, but people know you just don't really need them for this one. So if you get your starter, you're ignoring everybody else. And those are the borderline 13, 14, 15 type quarterbacks. So they're going to last either till this last round or stay on the wire.
Crazy.
Does anybody have two QBs?
I do. Yeah, there's multiple teams.
I only see you.
Well, I'm not the only one.
Taylor.
SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome in this league.
I love you.
Ready?
Yeah, okay. Matt does. Yeah.
No.
I see him. All right. Last pick here.
There went Tua. There he goes.
I mean, hook him, baby. Let's go. Give me Adnan.
These are my Colts. This is my team. We love the
Broncos.
You.
Dude,
this is my Colts.
I think my favorite part of the offseason was getting to send that to a Colts fan. Yeah. I sent that to our boy, Chris Young. And he was like, holy F, this is embarrassing.
The guy's electric.
And I was like, that is your team. By the way, my last 4 picks, all week 14 bye week. Nice. Every single one of them.
I took A.J. Dillon, by the way. A.J. Dillon, Lloyd Hurt. You never know.
Only one start. Only one starter is a week 14 bye week. But my last 4 picks are all. I mean, 2 of them were Patriots. So, same team.
T.J. Hockenson just went 162. Rodgers. The Yahoo projections, just for people, this will bounce around a tiny bit because people are still picking. Like, there went Troy Franklin. It's got Jay Hay at 1. Or no, Allen just went to 1. Jay Hay at 2. Moyes at 3. Chatty at 4. I'm at 5. Bogman, you're at 9. And then little movement. Those are just the Yahoo projections. But we've got the Fantasy Pros stuff that's going to be screaming at us here in just a minute as these last 2 picks come in. Damian Pierce, Javon Baker, and Mr. Irrelevant is hopefully not going to take all 30 seconds for the last pick of a mock draft.
There you go. Only 10 seconds. So.
There you go. I don't even know.
I didn't even see who it was.
No, who the hell was it? Thanks, it
says,
Yahoo.
Yeah, it says draft complete and then doesn't show.
It just says on the clock. A-plus software. All right, let's hear your team. What did we get?
All right, so Josh Allen at quarterback. Wide receivers are Harrison, Pickens, Flowers, Keenan Allen at flex. On the bench, I've got Dotson, Jalen Polk, and Adonai Mitchell. Running backs are Saquon, James Cook. On the bench, I've got Dowdle, Corum, Antonio Gibson, and my tight end is Brock Bowers. So I really like this. This isn't a normal build that I would do. You being next to me threw me off a little bit. A couple people, you know, adjusting and knowing my rankings threw me off just a touch. But I think this team is good. I think this is going to be one of my higher ranked Fantasy Pros teams.
Let's see.
Because I have like Pickens and Flowers. Those guys who I don't usually take are beloved by the Fantasy Pros system.
You know, actually, now that I'm staring at it, this is the most balanced team I feel like you have put together. Like, not like you might get, I feel like you get extreme into some places and stuff like that, but you go and look and it's like, what's the weakest link here? Like maybe 284 pound Keenan Allen, maybe Brock Bowers, cause he's unproven, but it's like, you got a top tier quarterback, your wide receivers, all starters are great. Running backs are great. Your bench is solid. Rico Dowdle could end up being one of your flex guys in here. I like the bench guys too. I actually think this is one of your most well-constructed teams. Like, what would you pick on the most?
For probably the third QB or third running back between Dowdle and Corum. You know, I went with that fourth wide receiver, which is really the tipping point for me. Is I'm looking at that flex spot to be a running back most of the time instead of a wide receiver. In this case, I took a wide out, but it was because, you know, I took Marvin in the second, and then I waited until the fifth to take my next um, my next wide receiver. And I, you know, two of my first four picks were running backs. So I don't know, two of my first three picks, excuse me, were running backs. So I don't know. I'm with you. I think this team is more balanced, but yeah, I was incorrect about the Fantasy Pros. So
we'll get there. My team, I ended up having Jaden Daniels at quarterback. I have Brock Purdy on the bench as my second, so that'll do. My wide receivers, AJ Brown, Malik Nabers, Deontay Johnson. On the bench, I also have Josh Downs, Tyler Lockett, and Darnell Mooney. Love that. Jahmyr Gibbs, Aaron Jones as my starting running backs with Ramondre Stevenson at the flex. I've also got Tajay Spears and AJ Dillon on the bench with Sam Laporta at tight end. Having Deontay Johnson as a wide receiver three, I think is great. If Josh Downs pans out, he could end up being my wide receiver three. Maybe there's a little bit of question about Malik. I don't know. This is the perfect amount of risk and reward upside that I want. Two running backs, especially in like Jones, is going to play so much more, I think, in the passing game with all the injuries that are going on. I'm actually not like as high as everybody else is on Gibbs, especially with that little injury. I know he's cleared and stuff, but I don't know if I feel like awesome, but it's like I got the pairing of quarterbacks that I needed. I got a top end tight end. I have a top end wide receiver. I have a flex as a top 20 RB. This is the exact type of team I want to build. Whatever the projections are going to put me out at, this is the balance that I want in a team.
Yeah, I like this team a lot. I think, you know, the possible mistakes you made, you covered. Like going into the season with a guy with a hamstring issue like Gibbs, who he's going to be fine. But to get Stevenson as your third in the flex spot, I think is so smart. With, you know, a high ceiling QB in Jay Daniels, you took the highest floor QB probably in the NFL in Brock Purdy. So number one tight end in the game, you know, one of the best value wide receivers in Malik Nabers. I really like your squad as well. So
let's go over to the Fantasy Pros projections. Coming in at the bitty bottom, it's our boy, the daddy, who was drafting in between us. He had the lowest projection of anybody. Yeah. So sorry.
Kind of hard to be, you know, get a good grade with, you know, the two Fantasy Pros people picking right in front of you.
I mean, we probably didn't make it super easy on him. Our boy, Kyle T., is at 11. Matt is at 10. Jason is at 9. The Bear Effer, Ryan Barwich, is at 8. And Bogman, not hated, but you're middle pack. You came in.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At 7. Yeah, so let's start at you and let's hear about some of your insights.
What if you drafted Jalen Warren instead of where I took Brock Bowers? So Brock Bowers does sink me in this, you know, projections are not favorable to him. But just to reiterate, the very first preseason game, 14 snaps for the starters, he was in on 11 of them and lined up all over the place too. So dude is a weapon. He's not just a tight end.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
Oh, I remember.
I love it.
In this league.
Yeah, I remember that.
High wide receivers, and I don't know. I think I gotta be honest with you, I like my team better. And
well, should we get a little Botox? So
I know I like, you know, like, oh, you're gonna like your own team, but like,
sure.
I don't know if I would go with that, but let's get the insights here. What if he had drafted Davante Adams at 2-9 and a running back later, he would have scored higher. He's got some bye week problems. Tyreek, Patrick Mahomes, and Hollywood Brown all have week 6 and week 12. It's Etienne, London, Ingram, and Kirk Cousins. So we'll have to watch that.
Kirk Cousins, the number one quarterback on the consensus sleeper market. He got and steals of Freiermuth and Cousins. Bart Wheeler was the number one expert. Give him a 99 out of 100. Ooh. My God. My God. Pierre Camus, Dave Klug, Jacob Piccolo, and Heath Capps. And Bogman, would you look at this? Chris Dell hated him the most. Bandit was two. You were number three, as well as Ben Enright and Nick Bodiford. You were on the hate list because you hate Drake London, Jonathan Brooks, and Pat Freiermuth.
I am low on all those guys, but I'm surprised that DeAndre Swift wasn't on that list. DeAndre Swift is a guy I hate more than anybody on that team.
That's a good point. They gave him the number two bench too. And I think this is a little bit wonked to like Hollywood Brown not being readjusted quite yet in some of those projections.
Sure, but it could be that. I don't like the bench, not because it's bad picks. A couple things, you know, doubling up QBs, I don't know, it's fine. But if you have Mahomes, I don't know if I'm double dipping with Kirk Cousins, but whatever you did, that's fine. Oh, the two tight ends I hate. And then Brown and Brooks are starting the year on the IR most likely. So I don't know. Good team overall, but the bench, I like the starters. I think the starters are real good.
Yeah, well, interesting stuff. You can check out the draft board. Usually we have it over on in this. We've done all our mock drafts. If you want to, you know, look over the teams, look over those. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, the big takeaways is definitely being kind of on what the player pool is. You know, trusting that process of like, you know, I wanted to make sure I had a top running back, and then even taking three running backs in the top five, like, I don't know. I guess I've been drafting so much. I've been doing so many ranks. It just kind of was like second nature to, I wish I had like better insight of here's what you should do. I'll say on the back end, having that lower quarterback worked out well. I just had some things fall to me that I was shocked about. Having Laporta fall to the mid 30s and having Purdy fall four rounds later than he is. Those were things that I think made the team. I don't know what would have happened if I didn't get Laporta. I probably would feel maybe a little bit different. I would have obviously like reconstructed the team a tiny bit. But I think the one running back tapping wide receivers for the next couple rounds, you know, pass catchers and letting quarterback come to you is just still really working out.
Yeah, I think so, too. So but where I did like my Josh Allen pick, but I'm curious to see what my team would have looked like if I had taken a running back there instead and maybe waited on a QB. Still think the value was good because I've seen him in a lot of drafts go at the end of the second or early third, and I got him at the end of the third instead.
Allen?
So, Josh Allen, yeah.
Oh, yeah, 100%. No, I mean, like you got a cheaper cost of Josh Allen without a doubt. There's no doubt about that. But we've seen quarterbacks get weird. They're like going different spots. You'll see like I got Hurts one time at quarterback 4 or 5, you know, and like Josh Allen fell to the back end of the third, like quarterback. It's really tough
in different spots. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. It's really tough to gauge. Like it's when it starts and then the order of where it was. Like I would have considered Jalen Hurts if he would have fallen to like where you got Allen, I would have taken Hurts, but it just didn't end up happening. So there you go. Mock draft 7.0 in the books. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in crunch time, and you know we're in crunch time, so we're going to be here for you. We got the multi-episodes. We're going to start planning the in-season stuff with waivers and player conversations and betting and all of that, so it's all around the corner, so make sure you're here with us, and join over at InThisLeague.com on the Patreon. We got the ranks for you. Bogman's got all the different formats, Dynasty and Superflex and IDP. You can check that out all there, and join in with the community, too. I just always tout it, like, Sunday football is great. We got the group me rooms where people with the start and sit room are popping off. Bogman's up. I'm up early. I got a Fantasy Pro show in the morning. We're all talking. We're doing bets. We got the stuff. So join up with the community, like-minded people at InThisLeague.com on Patreon, InThisLeague.com. Follow Bogman at Bogman Sports. You can follow me at Is It The Welsh. Remember, you can catch me Monday. You can catch me on some of the normal shows as well as Bogman.
Catch me on five.
But we got the Fantasy Fest on Fantasy Pros on Monday, and I'll be hosting that last hour if you guys want to check it out. That's at 7 p.m. Eastern, and it'll be live on their YouTube. That's going to do it. Thanks all for hanging with us. It's In This League, and we are out of here. Peace.
See ya.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.